Yeah, a little bit.
Thank your mother for the rabbits. Yes, checking the mic. Ready
yes,
to go.
Let's go. Alright. Fucking corn's out of the way. Get the fart so it would make a sound.
I know. I know, Luke, I'm on to you.
If only you're on me.
All right, but again, let's go. How am I gonna, what am I doing? Just the standard.
Mm.
And wait. I've got that first minute writer's block. Speaker's block.
It's not as well known of.
Not as popular. Okay, hello there, listener.
Hey.
Hello there, listener. I am Ander, and you are listening to the Ander and Pubes show.
Hello, I'm Pubes.
This is Pubes over here. Please enjoy the show. Sit back, get a drink, maybe make yourself comfortable. Please breathe.
Yeah,
if you're into that, do a bit of that. And we're going to have a little bit of fun with you now. So as I said, I'm Ander.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that's really handsome.
The looks of this operation,
aren't I am. And Luke over here is the pubes of the operation.
Yes.
Interesting thing about Luke, I mean, before we, I know it's easy to bag him, but he's actually something of a public hero. Luke actually invented the temperature lukewarm.
I did.
Yeah, which has saved billions of babies over the years. You know, before Luke, you know, babies were drinking milk that was either too hot or too cold.
Yep. Pubes, well, that's what I'm here for. Actually, also, I actually coined the phrase to coin a phrase.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
A little something for you.
You're a jack of many trades and really are a public hero. So, how you been anyway, Luke?
Pubes. Good, man. I'm good. You know, I had a good breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
I had 2 Weet-Bix of milk because I wanted the same protein and fiber as an up and go, obviously.
Well, there's only one way to get that.
How are you? How are you going?
Well, I'm tired.
Why is that?
Yeah, I had a rough night of sleeping last night, or lack thereof.
Yeah,
not a lot of the odd sleep. I had, at about midnight, I was a bit drunk on the way home. My friend dropped me off at my car, which happened to be at McDonald's.
Yeah.
So I sort of thought, oh, I'm not quite right to drive.
We've had a couple.
Had a few wines throughout the day. I'll have a couple of coffees, maybe kill an hour here, and then I'll head home.
Yeah.
So I got myself a tall flat white and the newspaper.
Yep.
Sat there and had a drink and a read.
Yeah.
And got through that in about half an hour. And I thought, you know what, I said I'd wait an hour, so I will. So I'll get another coffee.
Yeah.
So I did. But at the same time, I grabbed a Coke as well, because I do like drinking a Coke and a coffee at the same time.
Yeah, you like your hot and colds.
Hot-cold combo, that's what they call it. It's brilliant. If you haven't tried it, you really should. So I drank another coffee and a Coke, and this was late at night. Like I said, it was midnight.
Yeah.
So then I drank those, waited a bit, drove home. When I got home, I jumped in bed and tried to sleep, and I had this little 5-minute sleep, which was the worst dream I've ever had. And I don't mean bad, like not a bad dream as in like a nightmare.
Yeah, it wasn't scary on you.
Bad dream.
Yeah.
What it was just me listening to a drum solo, like a Travis Barker style, like sporadic, full ball drum solo for about 5 minutes. I could not sleep through that. Literally the worst dream I've ever had.
Yeah, that is the worst. You should switch to decaf, man.
Yeah.
No, you know, don't do that. It's really hard to find a decaffeinated coffee table to go with the new lifestyle. How is unemployment treating you?
Well, as I said,
few weeks of this.
It's been over a month now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, believe it or not. Of fun employment. Well, yesterday, for an example of the day in the life, I went to the Yarra Valley Dairy restaurant and had fine cheese and wine for lunch in the Yarra Valley overlooking the mountains.
That's delightful.
Beautiful. From there, we headed in for dinner at Rockpool Steak Restaurant.
Yeah, in Melbourne.
In Crown Towers there.
Yeah.
Where I had a Wagyu Bolognese.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was real good. It seems like a bit of a waste of like Wagyu beef to just chuck it in bolognese, but you know,
mix it up.
Why not?
That sounds.
And I've you know chased that down with a $90 bottle of wine. So that's roughly how unemployment is. If anyone's wondering,
it's quite a nice. I got a full time job, and you know I had lumpy mashed potato last night that I made.
Oh.
No, wasn't good.
No, you should unemploy yourself. Unemploy yourself. What else has been happening since the... I've been to Tokyo in between this podcast.
You went over to Japan.
Went there, yeah.
That was good.
Which was probably the best week ever of my life. And that's been followed by probably the worst week of my
since
life.
Since you got back?
Yeah, just
You always turn on Australia when you get back.
Yeah, I do have that come down period where I just kind of don't get out of bed
at
all. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit depressed.
Hmm.
What else is going on?
I made a pretty funny YouTube clip.
You did. I saw that. It was quite good.
It's called Andrew Lewis, the Novelist.
Yeah. People should look that up.
Just a clip about how I make my novels. That's pretty funny. Yeah, look it up. Look it up now. You're on the internet. I know you are. So press pause and have a look. And we'll be back with you in a second. Okay, we're back. Thank you. What else has happened?
I don't know. Rove quit.
Rove Lives
yeah,
over.
Yeah,
and Oprah quit as well.
Did she?
Yeah, not a good week for talk show hosts.
No. Oh, well, maybe she wants Rove's job.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Say hi to your mum for me.
Maybe. She could pull that off. Anyway. We have a theme today. I don't think we've even mentioned our theme yet. Nice. We've got one.
Jesus.
It is Dark Sides.
Dark Sides, yes.
Dark Sides, yes. That is right. It is a confessional booth here today on the Andrew and Pube Show.
Now, I don't want to say like Dark Sides as in, you know, we turn evil.
No.
Start prowling the streets, punching whoever, grannies. Nothing like that. No, it's more like the just... the things that you keep close to your heart, you know, your guilty little pleasures.
Guilty pleasures.
That you like seeing people, you know, miss the train.
Things you enjoy but maybe shouldn't
spill
enjoy.
Spill their coffee over the desk. Things that make you feel good. And, well, my first guilty pleasure is this. It's been 1 week
since you looked at me. That song?
That song. God, I love it. 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies. It's my, like, non-chucking song.
Non-chucking song.
Yes.
Don't really know what that means.
You know, if I'm out and I've had a couple too many, I was out a couple of months ago and I'd had one too many shots.
Right.
And I just thought, oh, crap, I'm going to puke.
Yeah.
So I ran off to the bathroom. No one was in there. So I kicked open a stall, jumped in there and just started singing that song, you know.
And that works for you.
Yeah, it just gets your mind off. Yeah. Chickity China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking, you know. And by verse two... I'm golden again.
You're good to go.
Yeah, I'm fucking ready. Wow. So, you know, go back out into the toilets, open up the stall, and there's a guy standing there.
Just listening to you.
Just watch me. Obviously, he came in with me, and I was too drunk to realize.
And he's just stood there probably trying to pee, but unable to because there's a guy singing It's Been 1 Week.
So.
Probably full ball if I know
you. I was just kind of dead silent for a sec and then just ran out of there.
Awkward.
So, you know, what about you? You got any kind of guilty pleasures, dark side work?
Well, I'm going to stick with dark sides. I know you like guilty pleasures better, but maybe we can split the theme in two here.
We'll have a theme each.
I'll go with dark sides.
That'll work.
Because dark sides really is quite fitting for me at the moment. I'm in that dark come down period. I'm a depressed man. I'm in the bed for days in the end, you know. Very funny. Not funny at all. So, dark sides. I am very much in my dark side at the moment.
It's dark. It's broody.
Yeah, and a couple of days into those.
It's hairy.
a few days into my, bed marathon, I thought, oh, I better write something for the podcast. It's coming up in a few days.
Yeah.
I'll write something funny.
That'd be
dark, good. Dark side theme. So I sort of, you know, got my pen out and just started to write something funny.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I wrote.
Okay, here we go.
You know, it's always hard coming home from Japan. You feel like a baby being torn asunder from the mother's womb, forced out into this cold and harsh reality, mingling with people you don't belong in a time you are sure doesn't suit you as a person, like some anachronistic changeling. Sorry, I take one trip to Japan and I come back thinking I'm some profound old wise man, as if I learnt something whilst I was over there, as if anyone ever learns anything.
God. That was nice.
Yeah, that was it. Wasn't as funny as I was kind of going for. But
fits the dark theme, though.
Yeah, it does.
It's quite ominous. Mm, Jesus, man.
Evil man. Japan, eh? I know, like, messes with your mind.
Yeah, well, yeah. All jokes aside, I've been hearing about this since you got back. And, you know, to be honest, God, I find your pain funny.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Just,
it's funny from an outsider's perspective,
it
perhaps.
Really is.
Yeah, but I did go to Japan.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard Ep 4. I mean, I know you heard it because you were there. But listener, if you're listening, I don't know if you heard Ep 4 where we read out an email from a bit of fan mail that we got.
Yeah.
And this fan mail came all the way from Japan.
Yeah, yeah, our good friend Junko.
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 Yep. And yeah, so we read that out. Anyway, within a week of reading that out, I happened to be in Japan, so I emailed back.
You were going once we got it.
Yeah, yeah. I emailed back Junko and said, hey, guess what? I'm in Japan. I'm in Tokyo. That's pretty cool, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
Junko replied saying, well, I work in Tokyo and I live nearby in Yokohama.
That's a pretty big coincidence.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
We should meet.
You should.
I thought, you know, that's the only thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I emailed saying, yeah, we should meet. And I was extremely surprised to find that Junko actually agreed to meet me. So we set a date for the end of the week.
Well, you know, first of all, he's listening to us to learn English. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Second of all, you know, you were going to Japan when we get this fan mail.
Yeah.
You know, and he also works in the city that you're going to.
It's a lot of coincidences, but set of coincidences.
It worked out well. And I was quite, you know, jealous that this was going on. One, you know, you messaged me and said that you were meeting up with Junko, a number one fan.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little bit annoyed. I wasn't involved. But, you know.
Next time, gadget. So, early in the week, I'm speculating over, you know, what kind of person is this Junko going to be?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was doing this too. I kind of, reading the emails, the image that I had in my head was like, Junko was about a 26-year-old, you know, cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's maybe a graphic designer.
Mm, yep.
But just maybe plays a bit of guitar on the side. Just cool dude.
Cool dude.
And
well, my friend was he had his money on a 40-year-old businessman.
Okay.
And he was saying I was going to have a really boring conversation with this
gone
person.
Either way.
So I was kind of hoping for. I was with you though. From the emails.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kind of got this, you know, cool young dude. Sort
yeah,
of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they sent Junko sent me an email saying we'll meet at this time, this place.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's a photo of me, so you know who to look for.
Yep.
And there was a photo attached. It said I'm the one wearing white in the middle.
Okay, and off our, you know, interpretations, our impressions.
Mm.
How close were we?
Well, Junko is not so much a 40-year-old businessman.
Yeah.
As a hot chick. It was a woman.
Yeah.
That blew my mind.
Oh,
so I emailed you back saying, oh, my God, it's a woman. It's crazy.
And I freaked out.
It was embarrassing because we just read the email and referred to Junko as a he.
I know. I read him back, you know, in Ep 4 saying, you know, listen to just sound out the slang that we were talking about. Just sound it out, man.
Yeah.
You know? It's good to hear from you, mate.
So, yes. Sorry about that. A little bit of confusion there, Junko.
Jesus. Yeah, well.
So, the meeting was set for a couple of days. The day before the meeting, I was hanging out with my Japanese friend, Machan, who's a very cool guy. He's a fashion designer.
Oh, okay.
He's just a cool dude. And he's a very giving guy. He gave me a couple of gifts. One was this Ralph Lauren money clip, which was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice. It's
the other
nice.
Gift was this set of reading glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, if you can see my face right now,
because
I am
You've
wearing
them. You've got them on.
For people that can't see my face, if you've seen Secret Window with Johnny Depp,
yeah,
that kind of style,
you're very Johnny Depp-esque at the moment.
The Ray-Ban sort of...
Yeah, kind of Ray-Bans.
Black frames, yeah.
With the clear glass.
Yeah, well, it's fake lenses.
Yes.
But Machan was very insistent that I wore the glasses when I met Junko. He said, if you wear the glasses, she'll think you're cool and a novelist. I'm a novelist. So I agreed to wear them.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
might as well.
The time came
around. Couldn't hurt.
No, it can't hurt. Anyway, the time came around and we met, and we actually went to this bar, and we talked for hours. I mean, for someone who claims to have been listening to the podcast to learn English, she could definitely speak for about 6 hours straight.
Maybe we're just that good.
Yeah, good teachers. But Junko was a really, really lovely girl. You know, we had these really great conversations and I had really good fun. At one point, we talked about how she hates fake people.
Yeah.
And I agreed. I'm like, yeah, I hate fake people. Don't put on the facade. Oh, yeah, you've got to be real and true.
Be who you are.
Exactly. Be who you are. And it was shortly after that she grabbed my glasses off my face.
Oh, you didn't realize you were still wearing the glasses?
Yeah, well, thought it crossed my mind.
Nothing you can do, is there?
So she grabbed them off and put them on her own face and declared, hey, these are fake glasses.
You were caught.
Yeah. But just after that conversation about being fake, and I'm like, this is my new friend, I don't want to seem fake. So I was like, oh, no, they're real. It's a very subtle difference. It's, you know, if you're looking in the distance or like maybe when I'm reading for a long time, you know, I don't get a headache if I wear glasses.
And, you're reading things that are subtle.
Yeah. So sorry about that again. I did lie. I did feel pretty bad about that straight away.
Well,
I don't
know,
like to lie. I don't like to be fake.
She didn't know you were lying.
No.
Until obviously she listens to this.
Well, she knows now. I'm, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, Junko.
I'm a terrible person. Terrible person. But anyway, out of the whole thing, I mean, I feel like I made a really good friend and it was a great experience.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Very envious.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we're at that time. You know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for Ander Tackles Taboo. Each week when we do this, you've been trying to outdo yourself.
With the theme song?
Yeah. I think last week was just spot on. You couldn't do any better than that.
I did a spontaneous rap, didn't I?
Spontaneous rap.
With you beatboxing. That was, that was pretty good.
I doubt you can like do any better, but have you thought about anything?
I haven't. But what I've done is just searched YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I've come up with this.
Okay.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
And it tackles a taboo. That'll do.
Direct plagiarism, but okay. Yeah, that works. Well,
what? I made that little clip.
That's good. Okay. All right. What's your taboo today?
The taboo is the Mile High Club.
The Mile High Club.
I don't know. Would you class that as a taboo?
Well, you know.
Well, we are. You know.
We'll see.
And I mean, I say, stay tuned. I say tackle.
Yeah.
But I really just want to understand how it works.
Okay. Yeah.
How? How do you do it? Logistically, where do two people have sex on an aeroplane?
I'm under the understanding that it is done in the toilets.
Right.
Kind of on the sink, if you understand right. Where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's how it's done. That's what I've heard.
But how do you both get into the toilet?
No.
Creeping around.
Sneak in there, away.
Flight attendants.
I don't know, man.
Just don't get it.
I've never done it. I've joined the 1 meter high club.
Oh, that's halfway then.
I did it on a train once,
a
cross-country train. You know, I wasn't on, like, Connex or something.
No.
I wasn't going to Box Hill.
Or were you? So you had sex on a train. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, but the Mile High Club, I was on a plane not too long ago going over to Perth. Mm. And, I wanted to watch one of the movies, so I got the headphones off the ridiculously hot flight attendant.
Right.
You get these sometimes.
Yeah, you do.
You know.
You do.
It's a pretty hot profession anyway.
Mm.
Like nurses and cops, I guess.
Yep.
Well. And flight attendants. And this girl was beautiful. And she gave me the headphones. And I went to plug them into my little seat, you know, your armrest. And it wasn't going in.
Yeah.
And,
sounds wrong.
Yeah. I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. And so I called her back over. I'm like, sorry, this, like, I don't know. It doesn't seem to be going in properly. So she took the headphones and had a look at my little armrest. And it was because someone had put their headphones in and then snapped off the piece.
Oh, okay.
So the piece is still in there.
Mm.
She's like, oh, okay, that's the problem. She got out her name tag
right.
with the little pin
mm.
and then just kind of plunged her head into my lap.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, this is confronting.
Yeah. Awesome.
Like the service on this plane, though. she's, you know, tooling about down there,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, pulled the thing out and we were fine. But to anyone, you know, to anyone towards the back of the plane,
I just got
my own hide.
Yeah. I remember. Wow.
So, yeah, you know.
Did you give her a little slap on the ass? Thanks, toots.
Tip, you know.
Sugar tits. So you've nearly joined.
Wow.
I had a flight attendant on the way home from Queensland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was on the way home from Japan. It was a connecting flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got back into the country and I was depressed about being back with the grumpy old Aussies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. And this guy was a gay guy. Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
You get him a lot.
But he was one of those snooty gay guys.
Okay.
Snooty ones.
Too good for the world.
Yeah. And the guy sitting next to me had his feet. He had his feet up on the wall because we were sitting in the very front row.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he was able to put his feet on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, a snooty gay man came along and he's gone, excuse me, sir, do you mind taking your feet off the wall? This is an aircraft, not a bus. Being all smart and everything. And I've just gone, oh, come on. And the guy with his feet on the wall got all angry and told the guy to fuck off. And that was at the start of the flight.
That's it. You got a couple of hours worth.
The rest of the flight was just them bickering over everything. Would you like some nuts? Yeah, I want some nuts. Give me the nuts, man. Like that kind of thing. It was just, it was horrible. That was an unenjoyable flight.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Australia. Exactly. Anyway, we've sort of gone way off the taboo here, haven't we? But I think I've achieved sort of what I was after,
which is not
so much to tackle the taboo, but just know what the hell the Mile High
Get into it.
Is.
You know, if anyone out there has, you know.
Has joined it.
Join the Mile High Club.
Yeah, send us an email. And pubes, one word.
You can be anonymous.
At gmail.com.
Exactly. We do want to hear about it.
We really do.
We really
in
do.
In detail. Just for our private use, not for the show or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, that's that. Tackled. Done. Luke, you're up for a segment. Have you thought of a segment this week? For the fifth week on the show, have you finally done it?
Guess what, Ander? I've thought of something.
You did it.
I have thought of something. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's too much. My segment today, I am going to talk about deal breakers.
Deal breakers.
Deal breakers in relationships.
What's a segment called? Luke's deal breaker segment?
Yes.
Good.
It's quite good.
Nice. Nice. Hit it.
Okay. My deal breaker in my relationship is, well, you know, not in my relationships, just deal breakers.
Just deal breakers.
My one is The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
The girl has got to like The Simpsons.
Oh, so you mean like you're not going to date anyone off The Simpsons? I'm not sure where you're going with it.
Maud Flanders, she's out of here. but no, I just need a girl that, you know, they don't have to have even seen The Simpsons.
Right.
I need them to be open to the idea of The Simpsons.
Because
mm-hmm. without even trying, my life, you know, it's got a lot. The Simpsons is part of me.
It's part of you.
I know a lot about it. I know a lot of little random quotes and things.
You know every quote.
I know you haven't been brought up quite so much.
Oh, I mean, I always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I didn't go so far as to memorize
the words. You know, I have gone that far. And, you know, I the only reason I'm with my girlfriend is about a month into us going out.
Mm.
She sent me a message saying that, how was my day on a Friday? You know, how was your day? And I sent her back a message saying, you know, another day, another box of stolen pens.
Mm.
Now, that is an obscure reference.
Yeah, it's very obscure.
Yeah, and I expected nothing from it. But she just, you know, she wrote back, lol.
Oh, she lolled.
She knew what I was talking about.
She knew it.
She knew the episode, what I was talking about. And, you know, from that point, I guess I was like, well, I'm going to have to make her mine.
Soulmates.
Exactly. Right. So,
some kind of creepy collector. I need to have that.
So, yeah, I did. So far, so good. You know, have you got any deal breakers? I know a lot of my mates don't have deal breakers.
No,
not a single one.
Seem to have any restrictions.
They will push through all.
Oh, Christ. Not get too far into that. I do have a deal breaker.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't date someone with a dick.
Okay. You know,
call me picky, call me fussy, but it's just, it's not me.
One night stands is all you do.
Yeah.
You won't date the...
so that pretty much rules out like half the population.
Yeah, it is.
A bummer. no, I'm only joking. No, that's, you know, of course I'll see people with dicks. I'm sort of joking, but I'm not. I do have a real deal breaker.
Yeah.
Smoking. Not big on smoking.
Yeah, neither am I. Yeah,
I mean, it can be quite sexy. I'll give you that. But
I think only if they've got that long French pipe thing, cigarette in the end. That's kind of hot.
It'll smoke curling helical into the air.
Yeah, not an old English man pipe.
No. Nah.
That's not sexy in a girl.
No. Not a bong. Nothing like
me
that.
Me and my girlfriend were actually out at a club one time when we were in China. And this place was really cool, just crazy cool. We felt out of place in this place. And then we just saw from the back this really cool black guy.
Oh, yeah?
With long dreads, cool clothes on, gold bling at the wazoo. No, he just was a cool looking guy before he even turned around.
I have to have him.
And then he did turn around and he was smoking a massive old style pipe.
And was that more awesome or less awesome?
Way more awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Maybe my girlfriend was like, oh my God. We must have the best. I think that guy's a king.
I wonder what his favourite colour is.
So anyway, smoking, it's a deal breaker for
you. Yeah. So if I, you know, get together with a girl who smokes, I need to sort of wane them off the cigarette slowly.
Yeah.
With my cock. Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, that was gross. That was horrible.
No, makes sense. I can understand that.
Anyway.
I guess
that's a good segment. Thank you for thinking of something.
Thank you.
You're part of the team now. Welcome aboard.
Awesome.
Let's get back to our theme.
Yep.
Dark sides.
Dark sides.
I have been on the dark side.
You have.
Last week, I'll admit.
Yeah.
The whole come down, spiraling into the dark depression that is the, you know, post Japan thing. But it's not only that that's getting me down.
Yeah, what else is bumming you out?
Another thing that's bumming me out is I got back just at the end of November.
Yep.
And I don't know if you remember from the other episode, I was attempting to do that program where you write a novel in the month of November.
Yeah.
50,000 word novel. I only got to 30,000 words.
That's pretty good, man. You know.
Yeah, but I failed.
I failed. I still think you've been too hard on yourself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was just trying to tuck it into my jeans.
God. I read that little short story that you wrote for the show. I read that and I thought that was great.
Yeah.
You know? Read it out. Get it. Read it out.
Okay. Bit of patience. This is a story that I wrote, which is true, about the dark sides of my life. Okay, here we go. For a long time, my deepest, darkest secret, the thing that I kept guarded closest at my chest, was that I, admittedly, am a secret lover of the golden gay time. Now, I just want to clarify before I continue what I just said. I really don't want you to have misheard that. I'm a lover of the ice cream, golden gay time, and a proud one at that. For years, I'm ashamed to say I kept my love for the golden gay time a secret, terrified of what the other children would call me. In primary school, as an 11-year-old, more ashamedly still, I took part in the public humiliation of a golden gay time lover. He wandered out of the school tuck shop, merrily licking away at his golden gay time ice cream, and that's when one of my friends spotted him from afar. "That guy over there's got a gay time," he exclaimed. The group took flight, honing in quickly on the boy with the ice cream. They swooped in, and I reluctantly followed. For if they were to turn and see me standing back, not in on the attack, I would be outcast from the group, nothing surer. Mid-lick, the boy noticed his attackers, who swarmed around him before swiftly landing in a circular formation around the ice cream eater. "Fag cream liker," chimed one of the boys. "Ice cream poof," said the next, Stupid ice cream guy, said the third, who clearly didn't understand the joke. Then, all eyes were on me. I blanched in terror, but managed to say, stupid. I faltered. I know. I've started the same as the other guy. Stupid gay ice cream idiot, I spat. There was a full 3 seconds of silence, which was finally, mercifully, broken by a sudden outburst of laughter from the group, who turned and continued to hound and dig into the poor ice cream-liking boy, while I stood and watched and did nothing. Close call, me.
There, and that is really good. That's good writing.
Thank you.
I read that and I was quite enthralled.
True story.
To how this was going to turn out.
True story. And I am embarrassed to say it. I still like them to this day. But now I'm open about it.
Yes.
I'm open about it.
Fag cream liker.
Yeah, unfortunately, I am a fag cream liker. So, I think we are getting to the tail end of our show here.
Yeah.
What else would you like to say, if anything, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah,
any more Dark Souls? Have you got any other guilty pleasures?
Pleasures is my theme. Yeah, a little something quick. I'm, like, just crazy about dogs lately.
I just
love them.
Yeah?
I just love them. You know, when I'm driving home from work, it must be like the dog walking hour.
Mm.
There's a lot of dogs going on in my neighborhood, and I love it. I just see dogs. Like, oh, look at that one. Yeah, he's got a coat. I just want to pull over and run up and listen to his tail.
How do you listen to a dog's tail?
I don't know.
You'd do it anyway.
I was driving home the other day, and off in the distance there was a woman walking some big dogs, you know. She was a tiny woman with normal-sized dogs. It's hard to tell. I was a long way away. But as I got closer, not dogs, you know, 3 Shetland ponies.
And a normal-sized woman, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, why did she have those ponies?
I live in Hawthorne.
Yeah, that's a silly place to walk ponies, isn't it?
Why is there so many ponies?
What were their names? Anyway. I think we're wrapping it up. We are still looking for the funniest words.
Yeah.
Funniest words in the English language.
Email in, people.
Email us. We want to know these things. I have replaced my favourite one with a new one, which is indicative, because it sounds like it's a descriptive of something in the state of having a dick in it, which is awesome. Very indicative of you.
I like Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard one to say.
Yeah.
Fun to say. You know, also like Bindle.
Bindle.
Bindle, like a homeless person.
Yeah,
a bindle. And
funny in itself.
Going with my love of dogs lately, spoodle.
Spoodle. What is a spoodle anyway?
It's like a cross between a cocker spaniel and a poodle, I guess. Mm,
I'd call it a cock doodle. It's up to me.
Thankfully, it's not.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, one more thing before we sign off.
Yep.
When I was hanging out with Junko.
Oh, yeah.
I did say we need to get a little bit of audio of your voice so we can, you know, prove that we've actually met. So we got a little soundbite here of me and Junko.
Okay.
And I'll just play this.
Can you just say the line that you've rehearsed, please?
Now?
Yeah.
I love anger and peace, but mostly under.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Proof. And, I mean, of course she loves mostly Ander.
You're the leader of the show. The anchor.
I didn't make her say that.
That sounded not forced at all.
No. Sound like one of those interviews they do at the start of a porn. You know? Just say what you like, baby.
I like Ander.
Anyway, proof. Proof that it happened.
There she is.
That is her in the voice. All right. Well, that's it for today.
That is.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Okay.
Join us.
See you next time.